Let us all read chapter 3 in the book of 2 Corinthians. Today it is Pastor Jason sharing with you. I'm thinking, what is the topic of today's chapter? Finally, when I saw in my Bible the paragraph, the topic of this paragraph is final warnings, I found this is good. And then I make it like final warnings. Since chapter 11 of 2 Corinthians, Paul has been facing a problem. That is, he is not trusted by the Corinthian church. They doubted whether Paul is a true apostle. Paul is so angry. It is so obvious that I gave birth to you, but now you believe other false apostles. So since chapter 10, he has a debate on this. I think he talked for a long time and so tired. In chapter 10, it mentioned, in verse 10, it mentioned his letters are weighty and forceful, but in person, he is unimpressive and his speaking amounts to nothing. In verse 11, in chapter 11, verse 13, for such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen. And now, come to chapter 12. It mentioned that he has the revelation from the heaven. And he said repeatedly to God his identity as an apostle. He said that I bore a lot of hardship for you, and God gave me a lot of revelations, which is great revelations. So he got his identity as the apostle and he gave great debate. And now chapter 13, this is the end of the whole book of 2 Corinthians. Verse 1, this will be my third visit to you. And he said that in the past, I have already gave you a warning, but now I said again. If for those who sinned earlier or any of the others, but they did not repent, and for those who did not sin, but they do not deal with these sinners. And he said, if I came again, I will not spare. This morning when I read this scripture, I found that this is like what Jesus said to us. Because when Jesus came for the first time, he just came to save us. And he gave us grace. But when he came again, and he will judge and also give us rewards accordingly. That is the second coming of Jesus Christ. That is Paul, because of establishing the Corinthian church, he gave a lot of effort. And he offered up everything he has. He paid all the price. But if he could not tell them and teach them, so that's why when he come again, he will not spare any of them. Then he mentioned another point. Verse 5. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Because the Corinthian church is now testing Paul. They test whether Paul has the evidence, have any proof that Christ is speaking through him. And Paul asked them whether you are in Christ. If you are in Christ, how come you sin against the Lord? If you are in Christ, you will understand what I'm talking about. Verse 6, it talked about Paul's hope. And let them understand that they are not the person who's rejected. And Paul actually mentioned that now we pray to God that you will not do anything wrong. Don't think that I persuade in many ways, and I want you to perform well, and then I will, you know, get a reward from God. I will be pleased by the Lord. Don't pay attention to me. Don't care about me. You just do what you have to do. Verse 7, now we pray to God that you will not do anything wrong, not that people will see that we have stood the test, but that you will do what is right, even though we may seem to have failed. In fact, Paul said, don't care about us. If you don't accept me, okay. But if you will not do anything wrong, this is good. It is good and correct that you do things correctly. Don't care about me whether I'm so care about your performance, okay? If you perform well, I will have faith. I will be look good. It's not correct. Don't care about me. So you just do correct things and be perfect. This is Paul's heart. I find that when we do discipling, that's the same. We offer up a lot for our cell members. But they always think that, oh, you have problem. They will think that you have motive. They will think that other cell leader is better. If you want to persuade him to stay, he will become more angry. So, our experience is whenever a person wants to leave the cell, and then we will ask them to go directly and quickly and bless them. If you stay in the church, no matter you stay in a church or another church, it's okay. Or in my cell group or in other cell group, it's okay too. Many cell leaders face this problem. And the hardship and the difficulties, only God knows, only Jesus knows. And Jesus knows it. Before he dies, the disciples is arguing for who will be the leader. Before he dies, the disciples go away. Even though he pay a lot of effort in discipleship, but still the disciples are very, very weak. He understands it. Jesus knows. So Paul knows too. As the cell leaders, we know too. She will have the feeling too. And verse 8, for we cannot do anything against the truth, but only for the truth. What we should do or what we can do is we stand by the truth. Even though we are weak, but you are strong, it's okay. But only that you are a perfect person. This is the final warnings. If you don't repent, I will not spare you when I come again. I have the power from the Lord. I will deal with you. This authority actually is given to me to protect you, to building you up, to help you. But if you don't want to change, but if you don't change, I will not spare. Thank God that we read through from the 1 Corinthians now to 2 Corinthians. This time I have a lot of feelings. In the book of 1 Corinthians, it mentioned a lot of problems of the church. It mentioned about the sins on the earth. It's about the last adultery, and they have their internal problems, division, separation. Whether you belong to Christ or you belong to Paul, belong to save us. That's just the problem from the earth, or even the problem internally in the church. Now we can see that it mentioned about the doubts about Paul's identity. Then how should we disciple such kind of church? Many problems. Seems that many problems, all the problems is from Corinthian church. But this church is full of gift. They have many gifts, and this is very good and very outstanding. Even though she has a lot of problems, many problems, all-round problems. And at last, Paul has said all the things that he wants to say. And at last, he mentioned that your heart must be perfect. Don't care about me. Don't think anything that's related to me. If you don't accept me, that's fine. I'm okay. But you must be perfect. Verse 11. It's worth us to take time to think about it. Finally, brothers, goodbye. Aim for perfection. Listen to my appeal. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. And the last verse is very special. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. This verse should be used very commonly by the pastors as the last greetings. This is in the top three in the greetings. But now it is used in the Corinthian church. Today when I read it, I found that Paul is full of love. Many problems in this church. And they doubt Paul. They doubt Paul in all ways. And Paul has nothing to say. And that's why he said, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. This is the last saying that Paul has given to the Corinthian church. I don't know whether the pastors or ministers, they view their own church in this way, but at last, Paul is still have hope. May God's grace still add on to his church. May add on to Hong Kong. I find that we have to follow Paul. He's never giving up. If you don't love me, but I still love you. You don't listen to me, but I still persuade you. If you don't listen to me, I still want to bless you. No matter you think that I am cunning or even I'm just pretending. But still, I want God's grace to be with you all the time. May the Holy Spirit still prompt you. And hope that you still have God's love on you. I find it just not easy. When he talk about this and say this out, there's no bitterness in him. There's just no sign. And he's still full of hope. So may God help us. We have to learn from Paul. We are full of hope. Even though the situation is like this, so bad. But he still only give out blessings. He said, may you rejoice. May you be of one mind, live in peace. May God help us. Let us all worship our Lord.